Subset B under reports is first reading of Ordinance 2018-14. This is Title 15. This is public ways, snow and ice removal, specifically in 15.03. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it back over to you.
Good evening again, Mayor and members of the council. This is first reading for a modest change in one provision of Title 15, Streets and Sidewalks. The intent is to clarify what really one would hope you didn't have to, but it's become necessary, and at the strong urging of the Public Works staff, or the language is enclosed. What it simply provides is that it is a violation of the ordinance for any person to push or remove or pile snow in a public right-of-way or public alley. The reason behind this is it's become, or it is a continuing issue during snowfall events where some private contractors apparently have discovered it simplifies their project if they simply push it out into the street before the city crews have come by, or sometimes even afterward, and then they're on to the next job. The purpose of this language is just to make clear it's the person that's doing it that may get the ticket. And hopefully by wording the ordinance that way, it would allow law enforcement to not have to waste time talking with the driver of the plow truck about who gave instructions to do what. The ordinance simply says you can't do it. And as with any other ordinance, of course, there'll always be some discretion with enforcement through law enforcement. So that's the purpose of it. This is first reading. The recommendation, of course, is for approval, but if there are questions about the particular language, I'd be glad to respond to council members.
My question would be if the word moving is actually necessary. I know during big snowstorms, there's often neighbors that'll drop a plow and help us get out before the city comes through.
Well, again, as a matter of discretion, if a little snow gets moved onto the right-of-way and then it gets cleared off, I don't, if I'm understanding your question right, you're talking about if it's moved into the right-of-way and then is
Moving it out of the right-of-way. Maybe we should just make that a little bit more clear.
I can, if there is a motion for approval with that revision, that will cover us so that at the time of second reading, the language noting that this is intended to apply to circumstances after the right-of-way has been cleared by city crews.
This is just a semantics, but I just wonder if stating any person, could any person describe a city employee?
Yes, and I guess if you persuaded a law enforcement officer to write a ticket to the city employee, it would be a challenge. I think the clear intent is it applies to unauthorized individuals, and the city employee would have that authority.
One more minor notation is that there's a period instead of a comma in the third red line, between placing and moving.
All right.
There's going to be discussion from lots of folks regarding cul-de-sacs and everything else. I'm assuming that, you know, I see lots of cul-de-sacs where the neighborhood piles their snow off their driveways into the street for you to move at a later date. I don't disagree. I just wanted the entire council to hear that, for the simple fact that I don't have very many cul-de-sacs in my ward, but every other ward's got it. There's probably hundreds of them throughout the city. So,
any other discussion?
I have a question regarding the language that states snow removal area hereinafter, and then it goes on to describe the snow removal area, the end of the paragraph. And it says it shall consist of Main Street, Sherman Street, First Street, Second, Third, Fourth. But that, to me, does not mean the whole city, correct?
Yeah. Priority snow route.
So earlier in 15?
Yep.
It goes on. Let me see.
I know it doesn't pertain to this rewrite, but I was party to discussions before where streets like Fulton and Davenport, Spruce, main arteries, we're going to do no on-street parking. Now, has there been any other discussion on that?
No. Those are streets that, to assist us in doing snow removal, it'd be fantastic if there was no on-street parking. I'm sure Public Works would applaud that. However, the residents may not feel the same way. And so that's where we're trying to continue as is. Hopefully some of this language makes it easier that people are not creating massive ice walls into the streets. Hopefully this will make it easier on that. But those areas have actually gone out fairly well. The major issue that we're having are some of the larger lots where we actually have contractors that are clearing out entire lots and pushing it out onto Lazelle or Junction. It seems like it happens on Junction a lot. And hopefully this will aid that in not occurring anymore.
I just want to go back to my previous question in that I think that for me, this language is confusing because when you go back to 15.03.02, removal by owner, it doesn't say the city as a whole. It says just the snow removal area. And when you go to the prior section under .01, public nuisance, there it kind of alludes to, you know, the whole city and that it says sidewalks of this city. I'm just wondering if we need language that further clarifies that this is applicable to the entire municipality.
And to respond to that, the initial phrase in the red text indicates snow removal as required by this title. And so that is, of course, all of Title 15. I believe that my recollection of Title 15 is that there are other subsection that identifies the significance of this snow removal area. I only included the one subsection that was being revised. I can include that as part of the report for second reading if we get to that. Since the request for a revision had to do with piling it in the street, I didn't address the potential application of other portions of this subsection. But my understanding of the language as drafted is it would apply throughout the city.
We can definitely look at that, though. I think several people have brought that in, that it seems like that should be a separate paragraph or something. That's something I think definitely can be looked at before the second reading.
Thank you.
Any other discussion on this first reading? Public or council? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the first reading.
Along with Greg, can you give us some guidance on so we have a lot easier second reading without...
Yes, if I may. My understanding is Ms. Crane's comment was that the application of this after the city has cleared the street was intended to be included, and I would understand Councilman Kessler's motion to include that.
Okay. We have a first by Terry then, with that clarity. We have a second. You bet.
Can we... it just seems like maybe that last bit that's describing the emergency route just needs to be moved to a more appropriate section.
To its own paragraph.
Maybe you want to include that in.
Yep.
I concur.
We have a first and a second. Any last discussion, public or council? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Bay, please note unanimous on that because it is an ordinance, so it's a roll call vote. That first reading passes unanimously. That brings us to item 12, other matters that come before the council. Anybody in the public have anything that's not on the agenda and would like a few minutes to discuss it tonight? About council members, anything to add?
I would like to thank the Boy Scouts for being here to watch how government is being worked. What troop are you guys with?
Pat. Act 16 out of Piedmont. Well,
welcome.
Welcome.
We better notice that we have another senior doing his government duties too today.
Kaz doesn't let you go on those. He catches all of them. I had something that now that I'm thinking about it, I wanted to bring up, and I certainly watched it today as we had our meeting. I know we've had these discussions with the county before in our lack of number of microphones, which makes it harder to discuss. Brandon and I had a discussion after last meeting if the city could look at some sort of lapel microphone or something for each of the council members so we don't have the difficulty of moving microphones and having difficulty in the public hearing, and the recordings are hard to hear, listen to later. I just think it's something worthwhile to look into, that if we walked up here and each had our own microphone that we could pin on our shirt, then we'd have that opportunity. So
more than happy to talk with the county IT staff. I think there was an issue with that in the past, but I don't know for sure. So
I remember the issue in the past for sure. The issue was that there's not enough. They don't have enough ports.
What if we had more portable microphones? I see.
But we'll ask them. Yeah, we'll see if there something. Is another yeah. option.
Appreciate that.
Actually, Rhea and I like it like this.
Anything else from council?
I did want to bring up one thing. I meant to send this out, but I had forgotten. But I think it's important to note. Originally, we did receive our insurance, our health insurance policy update, and it was an increase actually of 9.8%. Because of that increase, Lisa, as well as Adam, have quoted out, I think, about 8-9 different plan options, trying to get that as low as possible. Because of how aggressive that they have been with that, Wellmark actually did a almost unprecedented manner, is that they actually reduced the increase. So it's still an increase, but it's going to be 8.8%. That may not seem like a significant amount, but actually that's a savings of about $10,000. So the additional work has absolutely, saved employees next year, as well as the city as a whole.
Thanks, Daniel.
And I also just thank all of my fellow counselors and the mayor for contributions to the Festival of Trees. As a whole, we donated 370.
Cool. Thanks for doing that, Rhea. Anything else? I want to make the executive decision of no executive session afterwards. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
I move.
We have a first by Becca and a second by Rhea. All those in favor to adjourn, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.